Some serious nerves that you're able to get out, and I never get up to say that. Okay. Well, we're going to be Isaac and Halach Lamaisa here. Isaac and Halach Lamaisa. It's always Hashgacha that, you know, a Jew needs Chizik. He needs some clarity, he needs some understanding. I mean, where does a Jew find it? You open up the Torah, you know, that's where you find it. You start to learn, and you get some, you have an understanding of what the Metzius is. The world is, I was telling my boys in yeshiva, you know, it's such an ilum hafuch, everything's upside down. Those of us who still are insane enough to hope that there's any understanding of what a Jew is, any understanding of what the matzav is in Eretz Yisrael among the nations of the world, is filled with such a disappointment and bitterness. Those Jews who understand the Metzius, they don't feel in the slightest bit surprised by what's happening. Ella, what's frightening is that usually in the past there was some Pesach al Pidarech HaTeva that you could see. So we don't see Pidarech HaTeva what's going to happen. And if you look at the Kapitlach and Tehillim Ayin Tes Pei Gimel, you see the Dovra Melech was talking about now. So the Bainshom should open a Pesach Shalom B'Dar HaTeva. And there should be Nekama. There should be Nekama. And we should see it L'matim Asar Tfachim with our eyes. So the Maral tells us on page Mem Beis. Not the Maral saying, it's exactly what we're talking about. Not Mem Beis, I'm sorry. On page Mem. The Maral was explaining the Gemara and the Medrash of Hashem is Sinai Bar, that the Baruch Shalom offered the Torah to Esav and Yishmael, and it wasn't for them. And he explained that it doesn't necessarily mean in a simple way that it doesn't mean in a simple way that there was a conversation. The meaning of that they were not able to be makabel the Torah, they didn't want to be makabel the Torah, is that the deepest part of who they were was resisting Torah.
Somebody just called
me
a black car.
Yeah, there's a car right in front. Yeah.
That me?
There's a car that, yeah, you can't get through. Shkayach, sorry. Yeah. So, that's the very nature of the nature of B'nai Yishmael and B'nai Esav is that they can't be Mekabel Torah. It's not that there was a conversation necessarily, although we could believe Pashtus that on some level that was. And there was. It doesn't mean that the people were... There was a consensus, there was a vote. It means that the Baruch Shalom was speaking to the Tsar, right, to the Malach of Esav and Yishmael, which means the Pnimius of who those people are. And they resisted Kabbalah Satar because of who they are. It's not a question of what they thought, whether they think they could receive Torah or they can't. They can't, Be'etzim. So the Maral tells us, Omnam B'Medrash B'Yer, on page Mem, Kiloi B'Lvat Shehem Einem Mechonim L'Torah, It's not only that B'nai Yishmael and B'nai Esav are not prepared, are not people who are prepared to receive Torah, who can receive Torah. Maral says it's not just that there's some problem that B'nai Yishmael and B'nai Esav, that there's something different about them that they have as a result of that they have difficulty receiving Torah. They can't receive that Torah. It's not only that. Their hachana, the very essence of who they are, is opposed, is the opposite, is the antithesis of Torah. Esav and Yishmael are everything about them is the opposite of what the Torah means. Look at footnote 75. Near Levayer. As a hafachius, as how do we explain this oppositeness, this paradox between a Jew and a ben Esav, a ben Yishmael? Shehini laholim esh perichav via shemidas avram yuchedus l'tayr. Up ahead in perichav, the Maral explains why is it that Avram Avinu was perfectly designed to receive Torah, to receive Torah, to be a person that is of Torah. Why? is Uchilah Shayna. V'ayyesh l'chalahavim b'chacham. Ki midas Avram, he midas atayra, ki atayra nikras taras chesed, ki atayra tikari, taras chesed. The Torah is called taras chesed. Tichsiv, v'taras chesed ala Shayna. Torah is called chesed. Torah can only succeed, Torah can only reside in the heart of a person who is giving. It's a Torah's chesed. The very essence of the Torah is a ni'imus, is a gentleness, is a goodness. The Torah can only help to extract the latent goodness that's within a person. The moral says, even though you see that in the Torah there are punishments, there are very severe punishments for those who go against the Torah. The fact that there are severe punishments in the Torah, the moral says, does not mean, God forbid, as Christianity would have presented the Torah as something which is cruel and not humane. Fakir, he says, the point of the Torah, and those punishments in the Torah are only to establish a society where good can flourish, where there can be good. Shloiyah nimsa shumra. V'davizeh ramzu chach mihemes beperek kama desai tetanya. Says in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Torah began with an act of chesed, the Torah begins with an act of chesed, and the Torah ends with an act of chesed. Chilos gemilas chasadim, at the beginning of the Torah we find gemilas chesed, what? V'yas Hashem la'adam li'ishtek kais na'isar v'yal b'ishayim. The Baruch Shalom prepared garments for Adam and Chava, and he dressed them in these garments. That's called the first chesed of Torah. It's interesting, not creation itself was not. You could have said, Torah, we could have said Bereshis Barlokim, right? The biggest chesed is Olam Chesed Yibana, says in Pasuk, right? The greatest chesed is creation itself. It's the most altruistic, kind thing that ever took place. What I think the pshat is that the true midah of chesed is when a person is gomel chesed even to someone who is unworthy, even to someone who has done something to cause the person al pi seichel not to want to give. Adam and Chava had just eaten from the tree, and the whole tachlis of the bria, everything was in turmoil, right? And the very same Adam and Chava who had just done this, so it says. But right after the Torah says, "Vayas Hashem la Adam la Ishta kais naisar v'albishim." The Baruch Shalom dressed them in big day covered to cover the Godim, to be goymel chesed to one who is unworthy of chesed. That's what. The greatest chesed is not to be a gomel chesed to your wife and children, even though that's also a nisayon very often, but to be a gomel chesed to someone who's just slapped you in the face. So the first chesed in Torah of such a type is the chesed that the Baruch Shalom did for Adam and Chava to preserve their dignity after the sin. Also the burial of Moshe Rabbeinu. A mace, someone who has died is no longer of this world. And no one's mechabed a mace as much as Klal Yisrael. A chesed that one does with a mace, of course, is a chesed shlemus, because there's nothing that one would expect in return. So the last, in other words, the beginning of the psicha of Torah and the ne'ila of Torah is chesed. The beginning and the closing of Torah, which means it means it's Torah's chesed. Because if the beginning and the end is chesed, it means everything is chesed. Biyu b'zed overgol, ki kol inyina Torah k'dei lahamed atayv shiyabaylam. The purpose of Torah is to establish good in the world. Which is to establish the Rebbeinu Shlom's definition of what is good. And this is the foundation upon which the entire Torah is built. Therefore, the beginning of Binyan Yisrael. Not only that, Avram Avinu was the beginning of the binyan of this world, as Chazal tell us in the word Behi Baram, right? In Bereishis, Behi Baram is Aisius, Ba'Avram. Elo told us Shemaim Varas, Behi Baram. Behi Baram is Aisius, Ba'Avram. As Avram is the Midas HaChesed, which is the Yisoid HaKol, which is the foundation, which is the Evan HaPina. Roi Mitzad Atzim Al HaTorish, HaTorish HaTorish Chesed, V'zel Midosu Shal Avram. V'ini Shvichas Domim, Hi HaHepach MiChesed. Murder is the opposite of Midas Avram. Murder is the opposite of Midas Avraham. V'chamuvur b'derech chayim, v'chein gzei lo'emedes k'negda. Theft and murder, k'muvur b'gra'i b'reishis, Lakach shvichas dam gneiva aimdas la hepach atayra. Shvichas dam gneiva, which is the opposite of chesed, shvichas dam gneiva, which means to take, to be a nemer, a taker, is the opposite of chesed. He says these are the midas of Esav and Yishmael. Ki atayra hi chesed, v'il shvichas dam gneiva hein la hepach mi chesed. Shvichas dam gneiva is the opposite of chesed. And the world paints Klai Yisrael as being murderers. This is the tzura of Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael are murderers. So back on top, v'zel mitzad ha'chana shebehem. This is the word ha'chana here doesn't mean preparing. It means predisposition. This is the predisposition. This is the teva, the nature of Bnei Esav and Bnei Yishmael, the opposite of Torah. That's why they were given examples. There are other people in the world who all the other people in the world can't receive the Torah. In other words, the essence of who they are resists what Torah is. But Esav and Yishmael are diametrically opposed, Be'etzem. Those two nations that wanted to say that the Torah was given to them, right, that we spoke about last week, the imposters, the liars, the ones who consider, as we said last week, not India, not China, not Japan, the ones who say that we are the ones to whom the Rebbeinu Shalom has given the Torah. We are the people of Torah. Right, to replace Klal Yisrael, Adavka, Hepechatayr, the opposite. The Zemitzad Achanish Abraham, Ki Ein Sofik Shebrachosim. There's no doubt that the bracha, meaning of Esav, that Esav and Yishmael received in the Torah. There's no bracha. There's no doubt that these brachas of Esav and Yishmael, which means the bracha of Al Chaber Chatichya, right? Esav, that you live by the sword, and Yishmael is a per Adam, a wild man, and Yod Bakol, and the hand of Yishmael is in everything. Right, a gan of a gazlan. These are their brachas. L'fima shehem hayu mukhadim eleha ba'atzman. The brachas are only in accordance to who they are. We see this bechlal in what all brachas are in Torah. Lahavdil, the brachas of Yaakov Avinu, ish ki brachosai, Moshe Rabbeinu's brachas to the shvatim. Each of those brachas. The brachas is not some sort of hocus pocus. As the Ran explains in the drushes, the Indian of a bracha, the Ramban, the Indian of a bracha is to be able to strengthen and to activate the dormant, latent koach that the tzaddik sees in this person. He dafka sees that this person has that koach. It's not yesh mayayin. It's to draw out and to empower the person to carry out his natural koaches, what he has. That's what he means, ish kibir chosai. Right? So, the fact that the Torah has revealed these brachas in the lives of Yishmael and Esav, what of chabrecha al chabrecha by the sword and a peradon avil demensh, this is the fi hachanosim. This is who they are be'etzem. This is who they are be'etzem. Umash zocha kosev as Esav Yishmael loy mikiakum aheim nafsham noite elakotzei. It's not only that. Of all the nations of the world, Esav and Yishmael are driven towards the extreme. Are extreme. Now, in the Maharal's writings, that world of the extreme, the kotzei or ktsavos, is identified with evil. For instance, even when the Maharal talks about the seder of the Yom Tovim of Klal Yisrael, he says that the Yom Tovim, the regalim, are at a time when the temperature in Eretz Yisrael is moderate. Even Shavuos, it's not Kichayim Hayayim, but Pesach and Sukkot, Davke, is moderate. He says the Churban is associated with what? With extreme heat. And the Maharal has a whole Hezbro of what that means and why is that. It's in Tiferes Yisrael, we're going to see it. The Ktsavos, why? Because the Baruch Shalom, he's going to explain the Baruch Shalom, everything with the Baruch Shalom, Elokim also Adam Yosha, Yashuas. The Kav HaYosha is the Baruch Shalom. The middle, the Kav. Right? Teferis, harmony. That's what's beautiful. Something which is Noite Elakotze, that which is inclined towards an extreme, either towards extreme right or extreme left. Extreme heat, extreme cold, and so on. Hurrah. Hurrah. He explains this in footnote 79 a little bit more. He writes, the middle, which is not neutral, the center, which is not leaning towards any extreme direction of aktsavus, einem toivim. Ubenetzach Yisrael, kolayetsa min hamimutsa, hu tamei hu ra. Anything that diverts Yotze, anything that is diverted, that goes away from the from Yashus, from the center, from the kav, from the line, is ra. Ubenesiva loshen, Maseches Yoyma, Maseches Nehedrin Ambusham, Ki Yesh Shnei Yitzharim, Dehainu Yitzhar De'erv, Havi Yitzhar De'Avedazor. There are two primary Yitzharas, the Yitzhar for Arayis, for immorality, and the Yitzhar for Avedazor. Ve'ilu Shnei Yitzhar, Heim Keneged HaGufa HaNefesh. These two Yitzharas are Keneged, or stand opposed, or seek to destroy the guf and the nefesh, to take the guf away from a healthy, moderate lifestyle, to take physical life out of the straight, moderate path, and to take emotional, spiritual life away from the straight and moderate path. Ki mitzad haguf noita adam al ha'erva. Man has physically very strong netiyas inclinations towards gilei ra'ayis, towards sexual immorality. Shu mitzavala, it's a taiva. Mitzad ha'nefesh noita adam al ha'vadazara. Mitzad ha'nefesh, emotionally, there's a very strong compulsion within man toward, that drives him towards Avodah Zarah. Whatever type of Avodah Zarah is it that is during that period of time. There are different manifestations of Avodah Zarah. So we're no longer, once Chazal, we already know the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, we're Mevatel, they already nullified the Yitzvah of Avodah Zarah. We don't have that prust, blatant Yitzhahar of Avodah Zarah. But for instance, for example, as the Baal HaTanya writes in a few places in Likutei Torah and in Torah Or, that presently man's obsession in the end of time with financial success used to be the worship of the sun. That used to be, in other words, nowadays that is a modern day manifestation of the ancient worship of the sun, which was seen as the source of life. So whoever idolizes or worships his boss, I don't mean because he learns Daf Yomi every day, but because he is the Mashbir, he is the Mashpia, he is my Yosef at Tzadik, he is Tzadik Yisad Oilam. Or is obsessed with the market, or with this, or with that. That obsession used to be, in other words, rest assured that meant that in the old days you would have been dancing around some sun idol. That's the same, you know, he says, the same Shurish, the same Yisad. There's an emotional, that emotional need to seek refuge in some force other than God, that's the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah. And even though the Prosti Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah is no longer here, but it's manifested in more subtle and in many ways perhaps even more destructive forms. So that's how the Nefesh, the Yitzhar of Gilei Ra'ayis was driving the body away from its temperate, moderate life. And the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah is what carries the emotions. That's why historically they always go together. These two are always together. You look in the whole story of Baal Peor and the whole Maisa there. Avodah Zarah and Gilei Ra'ayis. It's always, they're always two sides of one coin. Even in modern times, it's Kiddu and all the Indian of, and even in the ancient idolatry, who were the Zionists, the Kadeshas, in ancient idolatry? It was always with Zionists, it was Znus, and all these with the Galochim. It's always together. I mean, everybody's on this spoil. Noch HaGalach, another Galach, you know, another galach did some weird thing, you know, with the person. This is the two Avodah Zarah and Gilei Ra'ayis are keneged haguf and keneged hanefesh, and they tend to operate generally b'shutfus. They tend to operate b'shutfus. And they both have the ability to unleash very, very bizarre behavior in human beings. These two yitzharim of Gilei Ra'ayis and the guf, we know that the body and the soul are at odds with each other. And the problem is we have these two opposites that are warring within the human being. And each one is trying to draw the person to a different extreme. Therefore, the man's physical life, which is very, very tempted and drawn away from that moderate, healthy lifestyle of holiness, is drawn into the world of Gilei Ra'ayis, of immorality. And when the soul of a person, the emotions of a person, is being drawn, the Maral said, and he's talking about now also, that these two sins of Gilei Ra'ayis and Avodah Zarah are Roshei Chatoim. These are the Rosh, these are the Ovi Ovis of all Averis, these two. Hari Esav Yishmol Him Afochim Zel Azek Mavur Bedrush Al Atayr Lekach Behechrech Sha'af Heim Nimtsoim Bektsovus Al Atayvim. Esav and Yishmol themselves are Hafochim, which we'll talk more about. They themselves can't live with each other, Kiyadua, Esav and Yishmol. And the nature of these two, more than any other nations in the world, is that they are driven towards the end, towards the extreme, in the world of Tumah. So back upstairs. It means that all chatoim are derivatives. All aveiros, lashon hara, chilusha, whatever you want, and all aveiros are somehow derivatives of these two. If one traces them back, the shayrish comes either from gilei ra'is or from avodah zarah. Right. V'zehu, back on top after 79. V'zehu Hashem Misinai Bo V'zorach Misi Olamo Hefiyah Mehaparin. So the Rebbeinu Shalom went to offer the Torah to Bnei Esav Bnei Yishmol. K'Hashem Zbaruch Ro Kipulos HaTorah Heim Heim HaDrachim HaYishar. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave a Torah that's designed, as we learned from the beginning of this parak, that the Torah is there to strengthen the Nefesh Elokis, the godly soul, and therefore all the laws of the Torah are Drachim Yishar M'Nehiim. All that is straight, all that is true, all that is tzedek. Heim darche Hashem. Next page. Heim darche Yisharim darche Hashem. Ru'uyim la'asher lehem achonim imutzaz. Therefore, who are the people in the world who can live this way, who can live in accordance to those chukim, those laws of Hashem that are darche Hashem Yisharim, that are straight and that are moderate and temperate and pure? Only those who are spiritually inclined towards that, who have this hachanim imutzahas, v'yatchuna hayishara, loyal asher tchunas napsham, noitel hakotzei. The Torah cannot coexist with someone who is noitel hakotzei, who is inclined and driven towards extremes, which is ra. He can't live with that which is yasha, which is yasha. He can't live that way. Upula shalahem einim yisharim. And their pu'ulas are not Yisharim, it's Noitim and Hayosha. V'zachar b'shvil kach Esav Yishmol. And that's why the Gemara tells us specifically Esav and Yishmol rejected the Torah. Sheyesh b'kol echad kotzei echad. Each one is driven towards a certain extreme, that's their nature. Klaim ki elu shtei umas akum, these two nations, tchunas nafsham Noitim and ha'emtsa. More than any other people in the world, the tchuna of who they are is noita min ha'emtsa. It is diverted away from the emtsa, from the middle. Kol achas lekotzei echa, lekach heimimanim lekabel haTorah. Therefore, they refuse to accept the Torah, which is yosher. V'zeu sh'omar ki ha'echad b'chosa al chabecha techia. Therefore, Esav is the bracha of living by the sword, lirtzoach, to murder. For Yishmael, the brach of Yishmael, which is our klala, is yodai bakol. The hand of Yishmael is in everything. The koyach of b'choskel abriyah is to threaten and to threaten, to kidnap, and to abuse all of society. Ve'lu shneim tchunas rois mechulokes. These are two different evil traits. Kol achas v'achas. Echad ve'echad pra. Kol echad ve'echad noite lekotzei echad kashi yadu lechachmei ha'emes. As it's known to chachmei ha'emes. When the Maral says that, he's alluding towards to Kabbalah, when he says chachmei ha'emes. if you look in footnote 85, L'shoyne v'chidush ha'agadis, ki ha'parsiyim hem hipuch le'edoim. He's discussing different nations there, and he says the Persians a hipuch le'edaim. Ukvar yadanu ki aparsim yishmeilim him mitzdarf from lekoyach echad. He says the Persians and the yishmeilim and the Arabs are mitzdarf. The Persians march to the Arab tune. The parsim and the yishmeilim, they go into that flag. Him mitzdarf from lekoyach echad. Edom uhepuch shalahem, which is the opposite of Edom, Esav. It's the opposite. Ki parus wa yoyshev liyamin ve'edaim yesh lekotzei echad. For Yoshev l'smol, Paras, Yishmol and Paras come from the right side, but very extreme. And Edom, Esav, is from the left side, from the extreme left. Urei gur aryeh breishes chavdalet, Shabia sheyishmol hu biyamin. Ulahalin memvav. Kosov kidor v'zayadua ki acherev hu min hasmol. V'ha'erva hu min hayamin. The Maral saying is a very tifa thing over here, and this is the whole Indian of the two midas, of the two spheres of chesed and of gvur, which of course we can't go into. This is not the place to go into it. But just in a very simple way, when the Maral tells us that the left side, smol, which is of course din and gvur, the left side is always din and gvur, that's the side of al chaber chatichya, living by the sword, because Esav cannot stand. Others living, cannot stand others being alive in a world, cannot share a world with others. The whole Indian of Esav is what is the psoilus of Yitzchak Avinu. And Yitzchak Avinu is Gvura, is Din in its perfected form. Whereas the psoilus of Yitzchak came into that world of Esav, which means to be intolerant. To be completely intolerant, to be mitzamsem. But here is the irony that Esav himself says, "Hine anochi holech lomos," not to value life. That type of a tzimtzum is Esav. Whereas Yishmol is the opposite. Yishmol is a peradam. Yishmol is a peradam, which is Gilai Rais. What's Gilai Rais and Geneva? It's the same thing. What's Gilai Rais? Gilai Rais means everybody's okay. Not just my wife, even the next door neighbor. In other words, the Paradam is willing to try everything with anybody, anytime, because Yoda Bakal. The psalus of Avram Avinu, Avram is the Mina of Chesed. And whatever was not perfected until Yaakov Avinu, whatever there was of Chesed that had not yet been perfected, Chesed, as you know, in the Torah could also mean something which is disgusting. In Gilai Rais, talks about a brother and a sister. It's called Chesed. The Torah calls it Chesed. Which can also mean an abomination. Unbridled giving, unbridled chesed means I'm always going out of my borders. I'm always beyond any control, restraint, or limits. That's the meaning of Yishmol, which is a para adam. Which is the ikar manifestation of that is para adam, a vildkite, but especially when it comes to Gilai Rais, when it comes to this inyan of sexuality. Not being able to discern, not being able to separate. Din means creating borders. Ben dam la dam, ben din la din. It means to create boundaries. Yishmol doesn't have boundaries. It's without boundaries. And that comes from the house of Avram Avinu, of Chesed, but the psalas, the tumah that comes out from that before Yaakov Avinu brought that balance of Teferis, the beauty of that balance of Teferis, the impurity is the impurity of Yishmol. Make Yishmol, which comes from the word Lishmoa. Lashma means I'm always listening for something. I'm always ready to hear. The symptom of Esav is fakir. Esav is what? Nas, is a lashon of osui. There's no bechira. There's no bechira at all. And that brings a coldness. It brings a coldness. It brings a hatred. We always had more tzaras from Esav. Traditionally, we had more tzaras from Esav. The Gros says, Naderes Eliyahu and Zayis Abrochi says that because Esav and Yishmol were not able to rise above their tumah. Klai Yisrael took these two koiches in Nasev and Nishma. Esav is Nasev, and Yishmol is Nishma. But by them it's a tumah. And Klai Yisrael used this in Kedusha in the world of Nasev and Nishma. Nasev means to be obedient. It means to feel that there is no bechira. And Nishma means the feeling that I always have bechira. And only when Nasev precedes Nishma, of course, is there proper control. And there's excitement. You will see this also by Jews. The difference that the Ramchal and the Ramchal's student, Rav Moshe David, both speak about at length, the difference between Ashkenazi and Sephardic Jews is a very remarkable thing. The Sephardic Yidden that were, it's not a coincidence that the Sephardic Yidden were from those countries of Yishmael and Paras. Their netiyas are also very strongly to the Yamin, to the right. And therefore they've had to struggle traditionally more with the Yonim of Gilai Rais. Whereas the Ashkenazim, who were living in countries of Bnei Esav, who grew in countries of Bnei Esav, they've had netiyas that they've had to struggle with, different types of netiyas towards coldness and towards being closed and the world of din being improperly applied. And this is something which is a mahalach throughout history. So that's what the Maral means. when he says Kashi Yadul Chachmei Emes, there's a long Torah from the Kohen from Absaldik. He brings you in the footnote. If you have the Kohen Swarm, it's very good to look. And I really wish we could do it inside. We just don't have time. But it's in Kohen Mitzah Mincha of the Kohen over there. He uses the footnote Chelik Beis Ayin Tes. It's very very chashuv and it's very good to look at. Or B'Shvil Kach, back on top after 85. Therefore, since the Yishmael is driven towards the right, and Esav is driven towards the left, therefore, how could they mekabel the Torah? The Torah is derachei darchinon. The Torah is in the middle. Is the Torah is titan emes liYaakov? Is Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu is in the middle. Omna megemar loy amru rak shehem. Next page, rak shehem lo rotzu lekabel. The way the Gemara presents it is that they didn't want to receive the Torah. It's like Rotsul Kabbalah. They didn't want it. That's the way it's presented in the Gemara. They didn't want it. So Kavona Bezep, and I was explaining the meaning of the Gemara. Kein Roy Lehem Atarva Mitzvahs. That's what the Gemara says. You have to get this out of your head. Like there was a vote. It wasn't a vote. I mean, they wanted. They didn't want. That's not the point. The point is that who they are be'etzim cannot, doesn't want. So Kavona Bezep, Kein Roy Lehem Atarva Mitzvahs. Shehem Apulus V'Hamasim Elikiyim. Only the Jewish nefesh is prepared. Therefore, mitzvahs only become and befit the Jewish people. This is a Gemara that you know. We've suffered from a great deal, this Gemara. This with a few other Gemaras. When it says in the Gemara in Yevamos, Atam Kriyam Adam, that only the Jewish people are called Adam, which is the greatest compliment, the greatest name of a human being is an Adam. There are many other words for Adam, for a human being, but Adam is the greatest thing that you could say about a human being. He's an Adam. Atam Kriyam Adam. Vein Akum Kriyam Adam. Oiv Dekachav Mazal is Goyim Anat Kriyam Adam, Anat called Adam. Ubir in Yinzeh. Shahevdal Hamyuchada Shabin Ha Adam Ubain Shah Balichaim Masha Adam Yeshla Nefeshalakis. The difference between an Adam, a human being, and a behemoth and an animal is that a human being has godliness. He has access to that which is called Nefesh Elokis, which we already spoke about. There's a long footnote here that if we finish the parak and we have time, it's very important that we come back and look at it. And even if we don't have time, you should take a look at it yourself. Where the Maral is discussing, he brings from a number of Marals where he explains that by a Jew, the siman of a Jew is that the chomer is that his physical life is tafel, is secondary to his spiritual essence, whereas the definition of the umas ha'olam of the nations of the world is fakert, is that the nefesh, even though there is something. There is something godly, but it's betela, but it's subservient to the body. In other words, who's the balabos? By a yid, the balabos is the nefesh elokis, and by a goy, the balabos is the guf, is the body. And we're if we have time, we'll go through that footnote afterwards. I just want to finish the inyan. Okay, so on top, after 88, he says, "Masha adam yesh nefesh elokis v'hinei oisam asher yesh lahem nefesh elokis hem uchanam l'dvarim elokim." Therefore, those who have a nefesh elokis, they are inclined and prepared and ready to receive these divine instructions that are these dvarim elokim, the mitzvahs. K'may ha-nevuah, v'ruach ha-kaydish, v'dovez alei timtzerak ba'am asher bocha by Hashem yizbarach. And ultimately, you know, if you learn Kuzri, which is very kedai to, I mean, a lot of things that are kedai to learn, Kuzri is very important. So, you know, you remember, for those who are familiar, at least you know the background of how Rabbi Yehuda Levi created the Sefer of Kuzri. So the Melech, that king of the Khazars, that was looking, who was interested in understanding and finding the truth, he was revealed to him in a dream that his intentions were good, but his actions were not good. His actions were not correct. So he went seeking. He went seeking out the opinion of a Christian, of a Muslim philosopher, and finally he wasn't even going to speak to the Jew, to the Chacham, to the Chaver. But in the end, Rabbi Yehuda Levi there, in the words of the Chaver, one of the main points is the fact that nevuah, prophecy, is a koyach that is a koyach that that the Jewish people have produced in this world, prophecy, that the nations of the world have not been able to produce. And if they had, if there was a temporary use of that koyach in Bilam, but consistently from the beginning that the Jewish people have a koyach of nevuah, the nations of the world have been able to create philosophers, great thinkers, great kings, great warriors, but not nevi'im. A navi is that person within whom, in whose life the nefesh elokis, or the Yehuda Levi calls the inyan ha'eloki, the godly matter is revealed in the greatest way. He says, therefore, lekach heim kruyim adam befrat b'shleimus. Therefore, only that person within whom the nefesh elokis reigns supreme, the godly essence is revealed, only that person deserves to be called adam. There are raw materials there that the goyim have. There are raw materials. There is a spiritual quality. There's something there, but the bottom line is that in their lives it's not the nefesh elokis that is in control. It's the body that's in control. And therefore, they do not have the Torah, which only the Torah can lead to Shleimus Adam. It's only the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh that can bring man to that state of Shleimus, of wholeness and of perfection. So on top, Shenikra Adam Befrat Sheyesh Ba Maila Lekis Ve'eno Tivi. The Jew is not Meshubah to this world, to nature. Lefichach Atem Kruyim Adam. Therefore, the Jewish people are kruyim adam. Therefore, the mitzvahs, which are these godly activities, these pulas alakias, mesiachas as befratli yisrael b'shleimus. Therefore, they relate to the Jewish people. Kashi is bar al, which he's going to explain much more when he discusses the nature of the soul. Now, you might have a kasha. Maral says val yaksha. You might have a kasha. Imkain hager eich efshishim akabel atayra. What's going on with geirim? What about geirim? What about converts? How could it be? Here you have a person that comes from Esav, Yishmael, from Umas Olam, from many of the nations, and he's able to change. He's able to be makabel the Torah. Kashi yesh lo tchuna nafshis she'ena taiva. How could it be? How could there be such a rotzen? If the person has a tchuna nafshis she'ena taiva, which he has one of these. He is created. He has this predisposition towards one of these extremes of Esav Yishmael. So how could it be that he should be makabel the Torah, that he should be able to convert? Vein zekashe klal. Maral says bechlal, not a question. Kimiachis abol his gayer, hine yesh lo tchuna yisraelis. In other words, the Maral saying is that the fact that a person has such a strong rotzen and a cheshek, an unbelievable tshuka, a longing, a craving, and a yearning. We're not talking about a nitanat al-shivcha, someone that wants to marry a Jew, and because of that is interested in conversion. We're talking about an emes de ger, a ger tzedek. A true ger is such a person, and I've had the schus to deal with conversions, with gerim. I've had such a schus. I have to say that they were the most inspiring moments of my life. When I was Isaac with these people, and the memories that I have, there was one particular person that when the geris, you know, this was a woman, a geris, And we were standing there, and she was before tivoling, so before she went to prepare for the mikveh. So, as you know, on more than one occasion, the bezdin has to be ma'ayim and to tell her the difficulties, to tell the ger, the geris, the potential ger, of what difficulties are awaiting him or her in this world, and the danger of even achieving a good place in the next world. And therefore we said over the nusach, there's a nusach, and we said the nusach, and we explained in English. You realize what this means, and so on, and that even though right now, at that time, our state in Golas here seems to be quite comfortable and peaceful, nevertheless, you understand that from now on, you are subject to any changes that would take place in this world, and rest assured that the first victims will be Klal Yisrael. And the way that she said, this particular person said, that I am prepared. If you allow me the privilege of becoming a Jew, I am willing and happy to die for the sake of my people. She's like this, like then the way she said it, and she's living. You see how she's living, oof. But in such a way it was said. That we started to cry. She said it, and she was so clear about it. You know, sometimes you stop and you think, you know, that like there was once a mice that I had with a bacher in Queens that he found out that he wasn't Jewish. So a fellow that was learning in yeshivas for years. He was a ben tayr. He was learning yeshivas. It was time for shiduchim. The mother admitted to him that she had a reform conversion. And she told her, "This is not your fault." It was a whole story. The guy came to me. He's not Jewish. Can you imagine? He found that he's not Jewish. Yes, you know, all those Taisvis and you know, Mishnah Berurahs. So what happened? What happened with him is that, so it was a very shocking thing, and I tried to calm down a little bit, and to arrange for a gerus. To arrange for the gerus to take place. And at that time, I called up, it was a long time ago, Rabbi David Feinstein, and it couldn't be arranged. It was getting close to night, and he can't do a gerus. And he said, tomorrow morning, you know, to go to the Lower East Side, we'll work it out. So I told the bacher that tomorrow morning we're going to have a gerus. And then, you know, he said to me, he had a crazy, while I was on the phone, he had like this crazy thought that maybe we could put this off for a couple of days. It's like, you know, it's 100% Amos. The guy's a real Yerei Shemayim, but you know, it's an opportunity. a couple of days off. So I brought him home with me that night. I brought him home with me, and my mom slept with him. I slept in the room with him in Far Rockaway. I stayed with him. Together, he shouldn't go away that night. He says, "I'm not going anywhere." He says, "Why?" What's his? So he says, "It's not a question of halacha. It's not a question of halacha. It's a question of being menavel yourself, of the tzuras ha'adam." But you know, a person, all of a sudden, one second, all that tumma becomes somehow within the realm of your bechira, and you're not going to even feel guilty or feel bad. So sometimes, you know, when you see a geirus, you see a geir tzedek who is boicher not to have bechira, it's very inspirational. That we look at that and say, no. Stemral says, it's bechlal not a kasha. When you have a person who's a geir emes, and he hears all of these threats and everything, and he knows the historical predicament of Klai Yisrael, especially the game in his days, and someone's being megaya, but be'emes. So he says, that rosin, that shuka is megal, it's mevarer. It is proving that he has a tchuna yisraelis, that be'emes and penimius, like the Ari HaKadosh said, that he's really a yid. It means that whatever the Arizal said about those neshamas that were lost from Har Sinai, they got fablonged, whatever happened. That a Ger Tzedek is able to say, the Nosan Lana was Taroso, is because the Ari HaKadosh said that he was also by Har Sinai. And the fact that he had this irrational drive to be a Jew is only mevara that this is who he really is. He can't live because al pisechel it's crazy. Look at the last four lines at the bottom of the page. The last four lines of it says in the middle of the sentence ki hashtoikikus. You see that? It says ki hashtoikikus. The bottom of the page. So he says ki hashtoikikus gufa. The fact that he has such an unquenchable thirst, that gufa, that itself, moiral hayoyse dermali Yisrael, that he resembles Yisrael, meaning that he has a connection to Yisrael. Not like they say by the goyim, opposites attract. You know, so they have like people are going out on a date and they see that they have nothing in common. They say it must be a shidduch. We have absolutely nothing in common. It must be because we heard on the television they said. But opposites attract. There's truth to that. Opposites do attract, but that's not ahava. That's not love. That's oinig. What does oinig mean? So Tzemach Tzedek says oinig means when you're very very hot and you have a cold drink. That's geschmack. Huh? Are you very, very cold and you have a hard drink? That's also geschmack. But that's not a way to live. That doesn't mean life. It's geschmack. So in the world, this idea, there's a very, very big confusion, this difference between geschmack and ahava, and love. Love, be'emes, is only ben hadoimim, between those who are similar. That's what it means. Ki hadoimim is chaber el hadoimim. A true chibur can be only between doimim, those who resemble, those who are alike. They don't have to be identical. A man and a woman are not identical to begin with. But they have to have, there has to be a tzad hashav, there has to be a dimyon. Ki lo'olam hadoimim yehav es hadoimim. There is a natural inclination to love the one who in whom you see yourself. Because it has to do partially with ahava atmos, because you're in love with yourself. So wherever you see hints of yourself, you have more of a tendency to fall in love. The fact that people are going meshuga over someone that has nothing at all in common, that's done. It's a taiva. Just like the taiva of the person who's called for something hot. That's a taiva. That's a flirtation. That's something which is exciting, but it's not that he's good in Panimius. Right? That's that Torah from Pachi Yitzchak at the beginning, the first Torah in Purim Pachi Yitzchak, goes on the Rabbeinu Yoina, where Rabbeinu Yoina is telling us that Rabbeinu Yoina is explaining that you see that even if you have a person, let's say he learned a lot of Torah, but he's always thinking, ah, you know how successful a businessman I could have been, and then you have another person who is always in business, and his whole dream is that he wishes that he would have had more time, and he could have more time to learn Torah. And he says, this Talmud Chacham, whenever he hears the name of a Goyin HaRav, this a Tzaddik, he always says, it's kind of Goyin, it's kind of, he puts down Rabban, he puts down Gedolim and Rosh Yeshivas. And the other person, Fakir, the simple person, he's Mechaba Gedolim and Talmud Chacham. So, Ish Lefi, what's the Lashon there? The Pasuk in Mishle. It says Kulach as a result. V'ish Lefi, I forgot the second the pasuk. So the Rabbeinu Yoni explains that you could tell who a person is by what he wants to be mizdabek to. In other words, you want to know who the person is. You could tell who the person is by what he looks up to, what he admires, and what he wants to be like. Who he wants to be like. That's who the person is. So if somebody's greatest idol, ish lefima halolo, right? Ish lefima kefima halolo, fima halolo. In other words, the simple pshat that is that you want to know what a person is like. So Shlomo Melech is saying, listen to how people praise him. But Rabbeinu Yoni says, "Ish lefima halolo" means you want to know who this person is. Listen to what he is praising. Who does he look up to? Right? You know, whose picture does he plaster on the wall? You know, who does he look up to? So Melech says, Rav Hutner explains over there that even a person who's not, he's maybe in a daiga of shiflus, but he looks up to, he admires, and he wishes to be that kind of a person. He wants his children to be that kind of person, and so on. So that's a simon that the emes and pnimius, this is who he wants to be. He really is like that. Therefore, if you find that there's a potential gear that has this ishtaikikus, it's a simon. The last line. Since the gear is mishtaikik, is longing for this. Maila elokis, haray ishtaikikuzu, mayrishu, atzma shutuf. That's a simon that Tashutfis with us. This is who he is. So it's not a kasha. So back inside. Vakashin is Gayer, Naser, page Mem Dal. Tofel Luma Yisraelis, when he's Mizgayer, he becomes a part of the Jewish people. Firehu Kamaya. Vim Kolze Amru, and despite all of this, the morale's attitude, even about Geirim, the morale's approach to Geirim is not altogether liberal. Even with Geirim, the morale hesitates even with Geirim. Why? He says, "Vim kol za'om rukoshim Geirim li saw kamei sapachas." You know, there's some machlokes. The Rashi and Tosfos had to learn pshat, but the morale says, "Sof kol sof Chazal tell us that we've had trouble with Geirim. What the pshat is, you know, in koshim Geirim, what one pshat could be?" That because they're very likely to go back to their evil ways and causes a lot of aggravation, worse afterwards, or kashrim because they make us look bad. Rashi and Tosfos, they make us look bad. Look at this. The fellow grew up, grew up in a bar someplace, and now he sits and learns 4 hours a day, and you can't learn a half hour. It doesn't look good. So, what's the definition of kashrim? Geulos hakis sapakas. But the moral sapakas, as you know, is a nega. It's a simon of a nega, of one of the diseases, one of those horrible diseases that the Torah is telling us about. Kisapakas, he says, mizgay einay toiv, makalkal habaser, it destroys the flesh. Sheesh lo mezik toiv. In other words, there's healthy flesh, and the sapakas eats away at it. So how is this a ger? Look at footnote 97. L'shoyne b'chidush ha'godus k'dushin, ki agerim heim toisefis al Yisrael. See, the morale sees the Jewish people as an organic whole. There's a mitzvah called Knesset Yisrael throughout all the generations. From beginning to end, if we could put everybody together in one room, this is Knesset Yisrael. He says that a ger, whatever, how he got to this, it's a different story, but the ger, when the ger comes now to enter into Klal Yisrael, it's something which is being added to the Kaim of Klal Yisrael. For whatever reason, whether he learns like that Rizal or not, whether he was originally there or not originally there, Pashto says that the Maral is saying he wasn't originally there. So now, when the Ger is coming, he's a Tosefes. He's something additional. And that is dangerous. A human being is a Shalom if he's Atzma, if he is himself. But if there's something added, like you might say, let's say a guy has horrible growths on his body, you say, oh, that's so nice. There's more Adam, Nachashtik. There's Nachashtik Mensch. There's Nachashtik Yid. Right? It's very good. There's more of you. What are you so upset about? There's even more. Look at it. You got all these things popping out, growing all over. It's even more. You know, it's good. No, we understand. I call Maisiv Gareya. It's like somebody walks over to the Mona Lisa and he draws a mustache on the Mona Lisa. And they're taking him away in the paddy wagon. And he says, "What's the matter? I want to give something even more to such a beautiful painting. I want to add to it." So he says, the Mona Lisa is perfect. And if you add to something which is perfect, it can only detract. So that's the way Moral looks at Knesset Yisrael as being kula yofer ayosi umum einbach, that the Jewish people as a people are perfect. And any Tosefes, anything in addition to the Jewish people, on some level is dangerous. The kasher ein lo adam sapachas adam shalim b'lechisa, and the person who doesn't have this skin disease, he's in his natural state of health. The body is what it's supposed to be. The kachisa kasher ma'imdim ba'atzmam, when the Jewish people ma'imdim ba'atzmam, mibli Tosefes klal, without anything added to us, heim shleimim b'lechisa, then we're in a state of shleimus. The kasher nilva aleim hager, however, when gerim join us, azay nisbach Aleim in the Tosef Aleim Hager Kilo Ein Yisrael Aimdim Ba'atzman Ubotel Tzirosam Ha'atzmas. It's something happens to the tzura of the Jewish people that some deformity is taking place. Now this is a very difficult sheet of the morale, and I'm not going to try to understand it. The morale doesn't need us to justify what he's saying. And you could find many Makaris and Chazal, many Makaris and Chazal, we wouldn't have David HaMelech. I mean, we wouldn't have Mashiach Tzakenu, Rus HaMoaviyah. So the Maral's aware of these things. Baruch Hashem, he was very well aware of Torah, and Bechsav and Torah Shabbat, and he deals with the subject of Geirus in a number of places. Since it's not our main topic, I don't want to really go into it by Riches here, but you'll see the Maral Makarim, just look in the Maral Swarm, and if you look in the Maharal, and through these Maamar Kaimis, and you also look at the Takanas HaShoven of the Kain from Lublin, the Sefer Takanas HaShoven, the first 20-30 pages of Takanas HaShoven, you'll get a better understanding of how Alpi Kabbalah, Chachmas HaEmes, how we understand what Geirus, the institution of Geirus. But it's not our topic now, and it's a difficult topic. But this is what he's saying about Kasher. Ain't a game they saw from Aleim, I'm the Mitzvah Samas, Mblita Sefer, I'm Shlem, Mblita Sefer, I shall kill Kalat Sefer, Chisar. Anything that you add to something which is perfect can only make it imperfect. Lekach nikra hager sapachas. Sapachas means something which is added. Nispach means something which is added. Like at the end of a book, you'll see. Something which is added. Svichim. It means something which is additional. Something which is added. Hilchashmit also. Something which is added. Perish abor. Ken kos v'chadush godos liyavomis. Visham samayeh. Ubenetzach yisrael amit beis. Kos av darmin and perka chalitz niyavomis. Omer rabbi chelba. Kashim gamis or kasabakas shenemar v'nilva aleim v'nilva hager aleim v'nisbechu al beis Yaakov, the loshen v'nilva, they'll join us v'nisbechu and be added to us But he says, v'nisbach, nisbachu is a lashon of sapachas. That's from the Gemara. Sapachas means it's something which is added can cause a disease. Adkan, ubir in yinzek, yes, sapachas hu godel ba'adam, hu godel ba'adam, which grows on a person, hu ha'yisafil adam ha'shalim. The kol yoser cannot al dami. He's talking about in halacha, that's in Hilchas Treifas, if there's something that doesn't belong, that some, that creates a state of something which is missing. And by Tarfis, if there's something which doesn't belong there, if it doesn't belong, it creates an absence. Something which is extra, in effect, means that there's something missing. V'chisaron el mi she'yesh l'bayat ha'sefes, v'chein ha'geru te'sefes ha'yisrael, ki yisrael heim ba'atzam am echad, b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'yakev k'may odom echad, like one person. Kashin eschaber ha'geru leim, when the ger joins us, ha'reyesh kan te'sefes. V'chol te'sefes, mevatel ha'shleimus, it destroys it, the shleimus. Like this disease, when something is added to the person, which destroys the shleimus adam. And he goes on. These are more marmikaimus regarding this inyan of geiris, which is a very big topic in the Maral Svarim, which we're just touching upon over here. But he's saying that it doesn't mean a ger can be makabel Torah, and he has the right tchunis for Torah, the right personality, the right inclinations, and he's a shutuf and he's mechuber to kedusha. But still, Klai Yisrael, he says, there is some danger, and therefore Klai Yisrael, as you know, has never in any way pursued this, has never sought gerim. There are kehilas of Klai Yisrael that have not, especially by the Svardusha, that have stopped accepting gerim. And it's a difficult and painful inyan. Certainly when there's a Ger Tzedek who turned out not to be a sapachas in his life and brought only Kiddush Hashem and Kedusha to Klal Yisrael, obviously that is a biro. We must say, like the Arizal, that he was always a yid that was just fablonj, that got lost over time somehow. You have to, maybe you could say like that there are two types of Gerim, right? I don't know. One that was always a Jew and got fablonj, or there's one that was mamish, you know, a new neshama. And maybe those new ones, in other words, maybe the biror is that the one that was always a Jew, that he's able to live comfortably and be part of the koyma of that shleimus of Klai. So I don't know. It's a difficult topic.
I forget the second part. But after what the Maral constructed the whole first part of this evening, the answer that Iker has this ishtokikus is still hard to understand, because according to Maral, it should be impossible.
Unless you say,
you said, right. Maral does not accept the Arizal.
I'm not sure. That's why I just said now, it could be that he accepts the Arizal's approach with certain. Yeah, it could be as a biur. In other words, it could be that what the Maral is saying is that when you see that there's a ger who turned out after 120, that it's maridik, unbelievable, and he brought kedusha and he brought. So it could be that in that case the Maral would agree. It's a biur that this was a Yiddish in the Sham.
We have an official sanctioned period in Klal Yisrael too.
Right.
But where does he get that mentee?
Yeah. Care.
Where does the non-Jew get the mentee?
Either like the Arizal, because he's really Be'etzim, he's a Jew, or even among the Umas Ha'olam, there are those who have for whatever reason, who have within them a stronger netiya towards that middle straight path, enough so that when they see the Jewish people, they feel this is true, this is something which is right, this is something which is true. There is even amongst the nations something of that, traces of that, but generally it's bottled to their bodies, to their physical life, and it doesn't appear in their lives. Fakir, it could create a great sin and anti-Semitism and so on. But that's why I spoke about this last week. The Daf Geisim and Yishmael have netiyas. Even though the Maral says over here that the opposite of Torah, but the Maaseh is Mishpacha, and that creates anti-Semitism. When you have the opposite who feels that he comes from and he has the same Zaydah, and you're chosen, then you know you're in for trouble. Whereas Mashenikim, we didn't have the other Umas Olam. Even though it could be that in their Tchunis, it could be that in India they have more similarity to they're more similar to Jews. In the Tchunis HaNefesh. And Bechlal, you know, it's an interesting thing. It's true, Taki.
Maybe it comes from the same source.
It's hard to understand. If you talk to people from the Zayv Devar Azar, the Eastern religion, in terms of Tchunis HaNefesh, Chinese and the Indians, there's certain Tchunis HaNefesh, and Adinus, and Edelkeit, you see that there's certain similarities, which is hard to see by by Bill Clinton. So in Tchunus HaNefesh, so and yet Esav and Yishmael are mishpacha. They're kvavim shenisrachaku, and that creates a hatred. And the fact that they do have something there from the house of Avraham and from the house of Yitzchak, there is something there. So there are amongst those people, I mean, this fascination that they have with Yerushalayim, this fascination that they have with the Jews, that they can't get Jews off their minds. They can't get away from Jews. You know? You'll find like a guy could be living someplace where he hadn't seen it, like Shakespeare, but he never saw a Jew in his life. Pashtus says that Shakespeare never saw a Jew in his life. At that time, Jews weren't allowed to live in England, right? And yet, you see that a man like that, he also was obsessed with Jews. It's a pillar. This obsession comes from this bizarre mitzias of someone who is the opposite of a Jew, and yet comes from the same family. And it creates a fascination and a hatred at the same time. But in terms of the tchunas ha-nefesh, there are certain things that are there. There are things that are there. Let's just end. So he says, Val yaksha on top. If you're telling me, you can ask a kasha, that the Jews have, they're completely designed and equipped for Torah. So you see that when it comes to every Avodah Zarah in the world, he says that Yidden Allahutim, says Achar Avodah Zarah, they'll run after Avodah Zarah. Bikol Ha'umas. Right, he brings that. Look in footnote 98. That's Rashi. Devar ma'afilu umus lahay regilim ham goyish lahay royos hayoyim is that selim Yehudi. It's a pella. You know, if you go to the archaeological digs, one of the painful things is when you go by Yerushalayim, the archaeological digs, and you see all these little avodah zarah lachim. They're not from goyim. They're Yiddish. The Yiddish avodah zarahs. They're right by the coastal. You know, you go. There are avodah zarahs all over the place. And Lahut Nachar of Adazara. So he says, "Mikolomus kidarvze yizbar oyd barichas v'prakim haboyim." This is something that's going to be a major topic in the sefer, and we're going to talk about that much more. Why is it that Klai Sobachla went after the Egel Azar right after receiving the Torah? And the Maral is going to explain this to us. That this is not mitzad, God forbid, the pnimius of a Jew, but this is something which is mitzad the chitzonius of a Jew. It's very dangerous. And we're going to understand the mitzvah on a much deeper level when we get there. It's not really for now.
Didn't the Kotzker say that all Ger Mar come from the Shrine of Yisroel? Can't the Ger be is not here but not there? Is the Ger Hashemir Kevach? They're amongst the Yidden, but they're still called the Ger. They're still a separate.
Yeah.
I mean, predisposition to.
Yeah, there is such a mitzvah called the Ger. It's a new birya called the Ger. There is such a mitzvah. Yeah. Okay. No. So, everybody.